Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, and boy, we have a jam-packed show for you today. We'll recap last weekend of the English Premier League. We'll get into the main fixture of the Champions League recap, Real Madrid and Manchester City. We witnessed something we have yet to witness, a Kylian Mbappe hat trick at the Santiago Bernabeu for Real Madrid. His first of, I'm sure, what will be many, but boy, was it special. Real Madrid are starting to click. I gotta hand it to them. They have fought through all the injury struggles. First of all, Valverde, what a player. He could probably be the best right back in the world if he wanted to. He could play pretty much any position on the pitch. Just unbelievable what Real Madrid have been able to do, and they make it through to the round of 16. The fixtures are set. Champions League action is really starting to heat up. We now know who will play and face off in the round of 16. And boy, are there some juicy ones. Bayern Munich versus Leverkusen, PSG versus Liverpool, Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid. I mean, it could not be any better. Aston Villa versus Club Brugge. Are we going to see Villa in the final eight of the Champions League? I mean, we're going to find out, but I could not be more fired up for what to come. Couldn't be more fired up for the next hour here on First Touch with you guys to begin with. And we had a Friday fixture. I'll go over it right now just because we got too much to go through to cover it. But Brentford did beat Leicester this afternoon 4-0. Wissa and Mbeumo, Norgaard and Carvalho score 4-0. Great win for Brentford on the road. Leicester, they're struggling a bit, man. They really are. They're still in 19th. They're level on points with Ipswich, but Ipswich now have a game in hand. And Brentford up to 10th, level on points with Brighton, but again, have played one extra game. So a lot that is going to move around this weekend. Some unbelievable fixtures. Man City versus Liverpool will be the highlight game of the week, which we will cover here on the next hour of First Touch. So buckle up. Get ready, because we are going to be absolutely flying through all of what happened last weekend, all of what happened in the middle of this week, and all that will happen on the weekend. First Touch covers it all here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Don't move. We're bringing on my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Okay.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Make sure to give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, bringing on my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how we doing?
I'm doing amazing. I got to tell you, I mean, Real Madrid versus City midweek. The playoffs as a whole has been absolutely phenomenal in terms of quality of football and the matchups. Even the ones that you thought, you know, Bayern was going to have an easy win over Celtic, you see them struggle until the 95th minute to score a goal and get through. And super, super excited for what's coming, my man.
Yeah, it's just this new format has won me over, I've got to say. It's been great. The matchups that we have in this next round of 16 are unbelievable. When you try and play them out in your head, how it's going to play out, you can just see an unbelievable Champions League through the finish in May when a champion will be crowned. It just crazy stuff. Let's start there. Let's go through. We just got so much to go through on this hour, so we'll just do the one game that everyone's been talking about. Real Madrid, Manchester City, total aggregate end 6-3 of Real Madrid. This fixture was 3-1 in favor of Madrid, minus 123 money line cash as it goes over 3.5 at plus 105. 4 minutes in, Mbappe scores the first goal. 33 minutes in, he gets his second. 61 minutes in, gets his third. And, I mean, there were a lot of questions about Mbappe at the start of the season because he didn't get off to a hot start. He looked unfocused, undisciplined, a lot of offsides. We look back to that one game against Barcelona where they lost 4-0 at home. You know, he had a handful of chances to score, was offsides 8 or 9 times. You know, everyone's panicking. He just put up a 9.7 match rating with a hat trick, the first one for Real Madrid at home. He has 2 for Real Madrid thus far, but the first one at home in a game that couldn't be bigger. And all 3 goals were phenomenal. I mean, the second goal sends Guardiola sliding around, bangs it in near post. The third goal, scissor goes to the left, bangs it in left foot bottom corner. The first goal was a beautiful little dink over the keeper. That's probably the least impressive of the three. The pass, however, from Asensio, first of all, what a player he is turning out to be. Outside of the legal troubles that he has, I'm not going to mention it, but you know, you guys can look it up. If this guy stays out of legal troubles, he looks like the new Sergio Ramos. The second coming of, and here we are. Real Madrid all of a sudden look like the best team to win the Champions League. I mean, what do you mean?
You know,
performances against City.
This is their tournament. Champions League is owned by Real Madrid now. There's not a single team in Europe that can say that they can come close to their success. I will say, personally, I believe that Mbappe is finally clicking. I believe that Mbappe is finally finding a way to showcase his skill set, because at the beginning of the season, it was not that easy for him. We saw him struggle, just like you said. Three amazing goals, and what a mistake to give Mbappe so much space. I mean, the City defense has been terrible all year round. This game, they had to do one thing. They had to not concede goals, and they had to score first. They didn't do either of those things, and Madrid is just breezing through.
That's it. I mean, they're looking the most dangerous. If they play like they played against City, and Mbappe continues to play this way, they're going to be unstoppable, because Jude Bellingham has looked fantastic as well. Rodrigo, Jude Bellingham in the post-game press conference saying Rodrigo is probably the most talented player on that team, and he makes the most sacrifice playing on the right where he doesn't want to play. Unbelievable from them. They, right now, are probably my pick after the form that Liverpool are in right now. They're probably my pick to win it all, and I think that it's pretty hard to argue that. But nonetheless, let's get into the Premier League fixtures from last weekend. We'll get into the midweek game between Liverpool and Aston Villa probably in the next segment. But let's start off with Leicester 0, Arsenal 2. It looks like easy win for Arsenal. It was all but that. Minus 300 moneyline cash as it goes under 2.5. It took them 80 minutes to score. Kai Havertz out for the season. Jesus out injured. So, you know, they're trying to figure out what to do with the guy up front. It looks like they found their answer. They put Mikel Merino, the midfielder that they signed over the summer, up top. He scored two beautiful goals, the first being a header. Nwaneri, however you say his name, Ethan Nwaneri, the youngster, yes. Unbelievable ball on the first goal. Merino heads it in. Beautiful finish on the second. I don't see why he won't be playing up top now moving forward. I mean, they don't really have any other options until Gabriel Jesus comes back. But Arsenal in second, Leicester in 19th. Is that the answer for Arsenal? Is Mikel Merino going to take them to the promised land? Because the gap is now 4 points after what Liverpool did in the middle of the week, dropping 2 points.
Listen, Arsenal has to score goals to win games, especially when they go away to Leicester and all these teams that are fighting for relegation. They were lucky in this game, but I don't see how they're going to keep this up, especially on the harder matchups. I mean, the game came their way this time. I think they're going to struggle very, very much going forward if nobody returns from their attacking line. That's my opinion.
Aston Villa 1, Ipswich 1, draw plus 380 cashes, under 2.5, plus 136. Dalap scored 60 minutes in, put Ipswich up 1. Ollie Watkins scores off of an insane Marcus Rashford free kick, hits the top upper 90 crossbar, falls right to his feet. Villa 9th, Ipswich 18th. Rashford looks great. Not a great result for Villa. They looked a lot better in the middle of the week versus Liverpool. I don't know if top four is really in their sights, to be honest. I just think that with the Champions League games, it's just too much football for them this season. But good result for Ipswich, not much there. Fulham 2, Nottingham Forest 1, Fulham plus 120 cash as it goes over 2.5, minus 109. Smith Rowe put them up 1-0. Chris Wood grabbed another to level things before halftime. Bossy wins it for Fulham in the 62nd. Forest in third, Fulham in eighth. Let's chat about this one for a second here, though. Manchester City 4, Newcastle 0. City, minus 105 cashes, over 3.5, plus 104. Marmoush announced himself to the league. Hat trick in a 13-minute span. McAtee steals it in the 84th to make it 4-0. This is a big win for City. It puts them fourth in the Premier League, Newcastle down to seventh. Where has this version of Manchester City been?
I mean, this is just inconsistently good, which is not good enough to win anything, in my opinion. I mean, you're not going to win any trophies and you're not going to win anything in terms of like a high position on the table if you just play great 1 week and then you're terrible the other. I think that this was a great display of football. I think it's very impressive they didn't give up a goal. But as we saw later on, a couple days afterwards, things went back to factory settings for City.
Yes, it did, but I will say that this is, you know, the Champions League fixture was a tall task to begin. I think Pep almost conceded before the game even started. He didn't start Haaland. I don't know if there's an injury picked up there or just, you know, Marmoush.
Yeah, it was a small injury he picked up with Newcastle.
A little knee, but, you know, I don't know. I think that this is a great result for City. Ultimately for City, what's important now is making sure that you secure Champions League football for next season. And, you know, maybe win one of the other league cups, whatever's out there for them. But this season's kind of a wash. I think that's the mindset that they're in. They're expected to turn over a lot of players this summer, and I mean a lot. Kevin De Bruyne is expected to leave. Kyle Walker's gone. John Stones should be out the door, I believe I was reading. Fabrizio Romano made a great post about everyone that is expected to leave over the summer. So we should see a brand-new Manchester City next summer, and they certainly have the cash to make something like that happen.
All right, let's speed run through these last three here. Southampton 1, Bournemouth 3, Bournemouth minus 200, over 3.5, plus 117. West Ham 0, Brentford 1, Brentford plus 180, under 2.5, plus 132. Shadi scored the only goal in that game 4 minutes in, quite surprising. Palace 1, Everton 2. Everton, keep it rolling, man. Plus 400 cashes, over 2.5. They scored in the 42nd through Beto Mateta, scored 2 minutes going into the second half, and then Alcaraz wins it for Everton in the 80th minute. Nico, real quick, Everton, I mean, this run is just unbelievable with David Moyes. You got to hand it to him, huh?
Sometimes you switch the coach and amazing things happen. Sometimes you switch the coach and the team is doing whatever they were doing before. We see it in United. We see it in Leicester City. The switch of the coach didn't really bring anything to the table. In this particular thing, I mean, I feel like Everton right now, a couple wins more and they're out of the relegation conversation because there's a lot of teams that are going to be right beneath them.
I mean, they're 10 points off the traditional mark of 40, which means safety. They actually are ahead of United in the table, and we're going to talk more about that coming up later in the show. They're set to face off this weekend, and it might not surprise you who's the favorite, but you know, if I told you this 5 years ago, you'd say that that's absolutely insane. But nonetheless, we're going to dive into the Sunday slate of Week 25 before we get into the Week 26 preview, as well as the Week 27 preview here on First Touch. So don't move. We are just getting started. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We're coming right back. Make sure you stay right where you are because we are not even close to getting through everything that we need to get through here. Don't move.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside with Nico Beef Sauce. Let's wrap up the Sunday slate of Week 25 real quick. Liverpool 2, Wolves 1.
Liverpool money line cashes, minus 500. Easy goes under 3.5, minus 119. Diaz and Salah, the goal scorers. Cunha added one in the 67th. Not enough.
Liverpool in full first, Wolves in 17th. Tottenham 1, Man United 0. Tottenham plus 140 cashes, under 3.5, minus 144. I am dead inside. United 15th in the league. Tottenham up to 12th. I don't know, man. Pathetic result from United. Pathetic effort. Garnacho, awful mischance. Bruno looked terrible. I mean, we only conceded one, but we failed to score against probably the worst Tottenham of my lifetime. So, I mean, I don't really have much to add here. We'll get into the United stuff when we preview their game against Everton this weekend, but just an utterly pathetic result. And again, I would like to reiterate that I have nothing left to give to this team until they are sold. We need someone. The Sheik of Qatar, please come and buy this team like you wanted to over the summer. Offer above market price, please. I don't know how much more I can handle this mentally, emotionally. This is awful. Worst United team, period ever. We have never finished below 10th. I don't think we've ever been in 15th in the Premier League era. So I don't know how it could get much worse. I don't really know what to say. But nonetheless, let's get into something that's more positive and a lot more exciting of a result. Aston Villa 2, Liverpool 2. The first game of week 26, Wednesday. Draw plus 300 cashes, over 3.5. Salah opened it up in the 29th minute. Tielemans and Watkins scored 2-10 minutes apart to put Villa up at halftime. Alexander Arnold leveled it in the 61st, and then there was that Darwin Nunez miss late in the game. A wide open goal, and I mean wide open. Liverpool gap down to 4 points, Villa in 9th. Darwin also had a chance, or all he had to do is lay it off or just lift it over the keeper, and he would have been through on goal. I mean, he does miss all the fans at the end of the game. It's just a rough look for him, and I don't really know. I mean, Liverpool need to sign a striker. That's it.
He has to be the most underwhelming striker that's been signed for that amount of money in Premier League history. I will say, deep in my heart, I always want to see him score goals and succeed. But, man, he cannot get it done. He just cannot get it done. Every single week, he finds a way to miss the goal. And he shoots it over the bar so much, so consistently. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. I mean, it is what it is, though. This is the bed that Liverpool have made for themselves. Look, ultimately, it's not the end of the world. They're still in first. They still have a pretty significant gap as of right now. I mean, right now it's technically 8 points, but they have a game in hand against Arsenal, who, you know, do not exactly have the most difficult game on the weekend at home against West Ham. So you figure that should come down to 5-point gap that they should have, which is okay, but. From where they were at, they could have really put things to bed, beating Everton, winning this game, but they failed to win either of those fixtures and drop 2 points in each. So, nonetheless, let's get into the week 26 preview, because we have two full weeks of Premier League to preview. We have this weekend and then all of the middle of this week, we got games going on. So, Saturday slate. All right, let's do it, Nico. 7:30 in the morning tomorrow. I have to wake up and watch Manchester United, who are underdogs, go to Everton, who are on absolute fire, and face off. Everton plus 154, the draw is plus 215, United plus 195, or over 2.5 plus 114, under 2.5 minus 148. I don't see a world where we win this game. Do you?
No, I don't. And to be frank with you, I think Manchester United is going to have a very hard time scoring a goal in this game. Everton is very, 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 very solid defensively since David Moyes has been there. United is struggling to score goals. Bruno is out of shape. Hoyland cannot find the net for his life. And right now, we have a United going away to fight a team that's looking for only a couple wins to be out of the relegation zone. And United has to figure out how to get a result in there. Otherwise, I'm going to say this. You do not even want to be in the conversation of finishing bottom third, because Southampton has taken one spot, but Wolves and, you know, teams like Everton teams like Brentford, they're all strong. They don't want to go near that side, man. And I feel like United is in big, big trouble on the weekend tomorrow.
We have never finished below 10th in our history in the Premier League since its inception. Yes. And we are going to. I'm telling you now. There is no way out.
You think so?
There's no way out. There isn't. We sold all of our attackers. Antony's turned into the best player in the world. He has like 4 goals and 3
assists. Yeah, but everybody's focused so much on Antony, but what does he play? He plays in a no man's league. I mean, he plays for Real Betis. The weight on his shoulders is so much lighter. He's just going over there ball around.
Why I think there's no way out is because everyone is injured. Everyone continues to be injured. Ahmad's out for the season. Martinez is out for the season. Kobbie Mainoo is out injured. I mean, like, who do we go to? And what pissed me off about last weekend's game is we bring in all these academy players, and I'm thinking, this is a great idea. I mean, we did it because we had no one else to put on the bench, but put them in the game. I mean, they really have nothing to lose and everything to play for. At least there will be some inspiration and effort. I mean, the Obi Martin, whatever his name is, Chiba Obi Martin, the young kid who's broken almost every single record, U18 record that there is in the Premier League, U18 at that level. I mean, we have strikers who cannot score goals. Why is he not playing? And you know, I'm not going to put any blame on Amorim because he didn't want to come until the summer, and we said it's now or never, and he came and then inherited this absolute mess. So it's not his fault, but like I would like to see something change because what we're doing now is not working.
To not sub anybody in until that late into the game is kind of crazy to me. I mean, even if you have a 17-year-old on the bench, when you see a player with his head hanging low and he's always annoyed, I mean, just sub him off. Give somebody else a chance to
shine.
Put
all the kids on, man. What do we have to lose? It can't get worse. We need 11 points. That is what United need. If United can get 11 points out of the rest of the season, whatever 13 weeks left that we have, we are safe. That is all that matters at this point. Don't get relegated and maybe win the FA Cup, and that's it. You can win the Europa League and get in the Champions League as well. So, look, the league is a wash. Put the kids in. Give them some reps. Give them some minutes. Focus on next season. And get on your hands and knees and pray to whatever you believe in that the Glazers sell the team, because that's the only thing that can happen here. We have no money. We are we are cutting staff. The team bonding was a $12 a head night for bowling this week. I mean, there's nothing positive here. The place is falling apart. The training facilities are outdated. It is time for something to change. The fish rots at the head. The owners need to go. It's the only way out at this point. We need some.
Get rid of him.
Rich guy to come in, clear the debt, and start over, and that's it. But nonetheless, let's move on. We got too much to talk about. Bournemouth home versus Wolves, -169. Bournemouth, draw +33. Wolves, +425. Over 2.5, -175. Under 2.5, +135. I love Bournemouth at this value, especially at home. I love the over 2.5. I mean, I have a hard time believing you're on board with anything else.
No. I love both of those sets, and I think that Wolves is now hitting some bad strides. Yeah, Cunha is not playing so well, so I don't think they get a result away. No way.
I do not either. All right, let's go through. We're going to skip over some of these. They're nothing burgers, like Arsenal home versus West Ham. That's an obviously auto lock for Arsenal, in my opinion. I'm curious to see who they start up top. I have a hard time believing after what Mourinho did that he's not going to start up top. He's a very nifty finisher as well. His header for Spain won them the Euros to begin with, so he knows how to finish in and around the box. And he's, you know, if you put him in that number 9 role, kind of a false 9, he can come down and play around to the ball. I mean, is that where you go with if you're Mikel Arteta?
I would go there, but don't expect him to have the same great game every week. I mean, that's pretty much impossible. He had a good game, you know, like things clicked and everything. But, you know, coming in as a striker where nobody knows how you play is obviously going to be a surprise. But coaches are going to adjust.
It was also against Leicester. You know, we can't.
A terrible team.
Yeah, it's not like he's the next coming of R9. But I think that if you look at what they have available to play in that role, there isn't much. So yeah. Trossard, I do not think will ever work in that spot. He's best on the wing, crossing balls in. Martinelli is not a good finisher to begin with. You can't throw him up top. Nwaneri is probably the best player on their team right now, and so you're not going to change his position up. Maybe you throw Odegaard in that role as a false 9, but I mean he's not known for scoring goals to begin with. So you
know, he's not strong either.
No, exactly. So I think Mourinho's a good fit there. I think that I would back him to score against a very weak West Ham team, especially with Arsenal being at home. But let's see. This one's interesting for me. Fulham home versus Crystal Palace. Fulham plus 105, draw plus 240, Crystal Palace plus 270, over 2.5 minus 108, under 2.5 minus 120. I think this is an interesting fixture. I think I'm backing Fulham. I like that line. What do you got?
I think I like the draw in this one. I think Crystal Palace plays much better away from home than at home. I don't know what their statistics are and if this is accurate, but I feel like when they have space, they play much better than what they play when the other team is like just sitting back.
I'm a Fulham fan this weekend, I'll tell you that, because Palace are ahead of us on the table. So let's hopefully they can drop some points and maybe we can get a miracle win. Definitely the game of the day Saturday is Villa home versus Chelsea. Chelsea plus 157, draw plus 260, Villa plus 160, over 3.5 plus 125, under 3.5 minus 165. Real quick, Nico, who do you like in this spot?
I think I like Chelsea. I think Villa is going to be tired, and I think that Chelsea is absolutely due for a big result. I mean, they've been very iffy. They've had some injuries and excuses defensively. They seem like they're crumbling. Go out there and get a result away from home. And Villa has Champions League coming up. All the excuses for Chelsea to win a game.
I like Chelsea in this spot as well. I think Villa is going to get overvalued and overhyped just because they just drew Liverpool and, you know, they got a bunch of new signings. So I do back Chelsea to get a result here. I like the under 3.5 at minus 165 though. But nonetheless, we will wrap up the Sunday slate of week 26, which has the game of the week, City versus Liverpool, and get into all the midweek games coming up next here on First Touch. So do not move. We will be right back.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now.
Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. All right, Nico, let's get into it. The Sunday slate from Week 26. I mean, there's really only one game to talk about. I mean, actually, I'm not going to lie. Both these games are pretty good. Newcastle home versus Forest. We'll start with that. Newcastle minus 125, draw plus 295, Forest plus 310, over 2.5, minus 165, under 2.5, plus 132. One thing sticks out to me here. Over 2.5. I love it. Both teams play attacking football. Newcastle at home score goals. I'm backing Isak to get back in form and score a goal here. I like Newcastle minus 125 as well. I think the fact that Forest are plus 310 is an indication that the odds makers feel on the road they are much weaker, and consequently Newcastle is much stronger as home as well. I like Newcastle to get a result. Maybe 2-1 is kind of what I'm leaning towards.
The best value here is Newcastle money line, because after losing 4-0, even if it is the City, you're going to have some ego things going on, and you're going to have to come out and play some football for your fans at home. Newcastle is still trending to fight for that top four spot, which can lead to Champions League. Big game for both teams, I'm saying here.
The other side of this is Newcastle can get back the 3 points that City took from them, because City are playing Liverpool on the same day. After that game. So City are home, which is probably the only thing that they have going for them in this fixture. Liverpool are favorites, plus 125. The draws plus 285. City money line plus 190. Over 3.5, plus 100. Under 3.5, minus 123. I think the best value on the entire weekend is Liverpool money line. You cannot ignore it. Their attack is dangerous. Mo Salah is in the form of his life, probably my pick for Ballon d'Or this year. No doubt, unquestionably, he is playing better than anybody else. And City are in shambles defensively. They just got, you know, had a very tough game against Real Madrid away in the middle of the week. They now have to come back home after getting absolutely smoked and deal with Liverpool. So, I mean, am I crazy? I mean, there's no way you're backing City or anything other than Liverpool here, no?
Liverpool all day. I think Jota playing up front and starting in the starting 11 as a striker is going to make a crazy contribution in this game. City defense, we saw Stones walk off. It looked like an injury that's going to keep him out for at least a couple of weeks. Their defense is so slow. They're so bad in transitioning. And with the amount of efforts that Liverpool creates, it's only a matter of time until they score their first goal. And then after that, it's going to be all Liverpool. Plus 120 is kind of the biggest tease that I've ever seen, in terms of if you have like money sitting around and you don't have nothing to do with it, you might want to consider
this. I might be throwing a G ball on this game. I think that's where I'm leaning. I'm throwing.
Yeah, because the value is just incredible, man. Even if City scores a goal, Liverpool can score three. Like, that's as simple
Liverpool
as it is.
Liverpool score five against this team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they go down a goal, there's no way that they're going to be able to come back and create issues.
I could not agree more. What a treat. Tuesday, Wednesday, full slates. We got games this week, baby. And I mean games. Starting things off Tuesday, Brighton home versus Bournemouth. Brighton plus 125, draw plus 270, Bournemouth plus 190, over 2.5, minus 170, under 2.5, plus 130. Very weird line. This one, I am loving the draw. Brighton are not a force at home. They concede left and right. Bournemouth will not be scared to go there and play on the front foot. On the other side of that, Bournemouth also do not play well defensively on the road necessarily. I like the over 2.5. I like the draw. 2-2. Book it. What are you feeling here?
I feel like Bournemouth can win this game. I like the over 2.5, which is minus 170, but Bournemouth at plus 190 is kind of like a Liverpool type of tease for me, because Bournemouth is solid defensively, so I wouldn't be surprised if they shot out Brighton, and they can score goals whether Evan Nilsson is playing up top or the third choice striker. So I feel like Bournemouth here can shock the world in a sense.
An interesting line in this next one. Crystal Palace home versus Aston Villa. Palace are plus 155, which makes them favorites. The draw is plus 231. Villa plus 171. Over 2.5, minus 114. Under 2.5, minus 119. This is a tricky one. It's a very tricky one because, you know, Villa have a tough game against Chelsea on Saturday. They're going to come back on Tuesday and then play another one on the road. So it's almost like back-to-backs with travel. I mean,
the last time that Villa played back-to-back tough games, they lost to Wolves. So this tells me that Crystal Palace has a chance to win this game regardless of fatigue, because they're strong. They're a strong team, especially offensively. I love the over 2.5 here. And I don't want to hear the excuses in terms of players being tired, because players love playing games.
The one thing Villa have going for them is that they signed so many new guys that they can actually shuffle things around a lot more than they were able to.
Correct.
So I think that will be helpful for them. But I'm taking Palace, man. I am. They are a very well-organized team defensively, especially at home. But nonetheless, let's skip around a little bit here. Let's go to the Wednesday slate. Brentford home versus Everton. Brentford +106. The draw +262. Everton +240. Over 2.5 -115. Under 2.5 -115. So it's pretty much a coin flip there. Brentford at home are excellent. Everton are on a run of a lifetime. If they beat United, they are going to go into this game feeling good. I expect them to beat United, unfortunately, tomorrow morning. My Saturday will be ruined before most of you wake up, most likely, being that I am on the East Coast. This kicks off at 7:30 in the morning. Do you back them to, beat United? Because that's what we both believe is going to happen. And then not only that, but then travel to Brentford and get a win or a result?
I love the over 2.5 in this game, because Brentford just had an amazing attacking game against Leicester City. I think Brentford is going to try to get back to where they were before, where they would try to score a quick goal at home and solve their problems early. I don't think Everton, even if they beat United, I don't think they get a result at Brentford. I feel like Brentford has the edge here.
Let's play out this hypothetical. United home versus Ipswich on Wednesday. Ipswich played Tottenham this weekend, who they have beaten already, and they are playing at home. Tottenham are not playing well, and they are very injured. They beat United, but that doesn't really mean anything. Hypothetically speaking, if Ipswich win, that puts them on 20 points. If we think what happens with United and Everton happens, and United do not win, that means that we are 9 points ahead of Ipswich going to this fixture. United are -200 money line. The draw is +350. I couldn't even find a line for Ipswich. I don't know. My app must have been glitching out. But hypothetically speaking, if Ipswich go to Manchester United and win that game, they will then be 6 points behind United, and we will be in a legitimate relegation concern. Is there a world where you see the following scenario playing out? Your answer better be no. Otherwise, you might need to alert the authorities and send them to my apartment.
Please, let me tell you something. Ipswich is +500 to win at Old Trafford. But I honestly will tell you this. If United does not score first, they will not win. Their confidence is literally hanging by a thread every minute of the game. You see a guy, he's playing great. He makes a bad pass. The crowd is already involved and they're sort of like, cursing at him. And then all of a sudden the ship just goes like the Titanic music could be playing in the background, to be honest. So I'm just saying, if they want to win this game, go and score first and put Ipswich away, or Ipswich and any other team that comes to Old Trafford, they're dreaming. Crystal Palace, Newcastle, Nottingham Forest,
Bournemouth.
All these teams have won in Old Trafford.
Everyone beats us. All right. These next three are unbelievable fixtures all around. Nottingham Forest home versus Arsenal is going to be an absolute spectacle. Arsenal are favorites at -135. The draw is +275. Forest are +355. Over 2.5, -105. Under 2.5, -125. I am telling you now, I love Forest. I love Forest. They are going to score, score, score. Let's not forget, Forest's first win back in the Premier League was, I believe it was opening night 3 years ago against Arsenal. They are going to beat them. I don't see a world where Arsenal go to this Forest. Chris Wood will be scoring. Gibbs White might score. Alanga is going to score or assist. There will be goals, and a lot of them will be Forest. I do not think Arsenal win this game. I could tell by your face on the camera that you're on board with me. This is Forest all day.
+360.
Dude.
Yes, but yes.
Lock
yes,
that
absolutely.
In.
Sign me up. Sign me up. Where's the dotted line?
That'll be in every parlay I have this weekend.
Nottingham Forest at home against an Arsenal that is missing attackers. What is the strongest side of Forest this season? That has to be their back line. If you're not going to attack and score a goal against them, they're going to beat you at home.
Yeah.
100%.
No doubt in my mind. We follow that up with Tottenham home versus Manchester City. City minus 133, draw plus 331, Tottenham plus 292, over 3.5 minus 125, under 3.5 minus 105. I like City in this spot. I do. I think they're going to win this game. I don't see them going to Tottenham and losing. I don't. I think they're going to lose to Liverpool, and they're going to have a bounce back game here in this spot.
I hope so. For Pep's sake, I hope so.
What do you like?
I think I like City too, but you know, again, it's going to have to be a confidence thing. If they don't get a good result in, you know, in between, 100% Tottenham can win this game. 100%.
We followed that up with Liverpool home versus Newcastle. An unbelievable fixture. We all remember how the last one went down. I mean, goals, goals, goals. It was an absolute shootout. 3-3 draw back on December 4th, and it took all 90 minutes for Newcastle to level it up. Liverpool minus 200, draw plus 375, Newcastle plus 450, over 3.5 plus 100, under 3.5 minus 135. This is a big one if Liverpool want to win the league. I'm telling you that now. They need to win this, and it will put them in position A. And they're already, you know, somewhat in position A, but they've dropped some points recently. They can get that back, beating City and then beating Newcastle in the middle of the week. With that being said, do you back them to do it, or are Newcastle going to go on the road and at least take another point from Liverpool?
Van Dijk takes care of Isak. Liverpool wins this game convincingly.
Van Dijk got absolutely diced by Isak in their first meeting. That goal in the 35th.
Yeah, but
you're
going to give it back to him, right? I mean, he got diced up, but he's a top class player. He's going to remember that, and he's going to play a great game. That's what my gut tells me.
What are the keys for Newcastle to get a point? Is it, you know, you have to do you have to sneak out of this with like a 1-0 win? Do you back them if it's goals galore?
No. Listen, you can't go to Anfield trying to sneak. There's no sneaking in there. They're going to attack. They're going to create chances. You have to create goals. You have to create chances. You have to create goals. Once Liverpool senses that you are not attacking and you're not being threatening, especially when they're at home, literally the entire team just rolls forward and you have no idea who to mark first. So you got to go there. You got to hold your defense, and you have to eventually start creating chances and showing that you're part of this game.
There is a Thursday game as well, not really necessarily as exciting, but there are implications as always. West Ham home versus Leicester. West Ham minus 147, Leicester plus 360, the draws plus 310, over 2.5 minus 160, under 2.5 plus 120. Leicester have been going through it. They've been getting smoked left and right. You got to think this is a West Ham victory, no?
West Ham money line, easy. There's no question in my mind. Leicester's being absolutely terrible. Terrible.
All right. We went through all the games real quick, and we're going to talk some Champions League knockout in the two-minute drill. Do you still back Liverpool to win the league, or are you getting a little nervous with the slip?
No nervousness, man. No nervousness. This roster and this team is built to win the league. If they fumble this one, they have to really, really consider switching something up, maybe even stadiums, I would say.
Oh, man.
Go to another stadium. I'm not joking. You can't fumble this one. You can't fumble this one because you have an amazing roster. You have no injuries. You have a good coach. Just win.
That's it. Nico's back in Liverpool as a might to win the league. But nonetheless, we'll talk some knockout stage stuff for Champions League in the two-minute drill here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. Time for the two-minute drill here with your hosts, Ty Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, the stage is set for the knockout stage of Champions League. We have unbelievable fixtures, most notably Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid, PSG, Liverpool. We got Benfica, Barcelona, which was an absolute thriller in the group stage. Bayern Munich versus Leverkusen. I mean, look, there's a lot that's now set. We have potential matchups of Arsenal versus Real Madrid, Liverpool versus Villa, Barcelona versus Dortmund, Bayern versus Inter. I mean, who are you liking in terms of their path to get to the final here?
Don't get ahead of yourself, man. I honestly think that Arsenal is going to have a very tough time passing through Eindhoven. People don't know it, but Eindhoven has been one of the most informed teams. I mean, they just knocked out Juventus. That's not an easy task to do. I don't think Aston Villa is going to have an easy time against Club Brugge in the group stage of Champions League. They lost 1-0 to them. I love Liverpool to reach the final in this one. And I think that Real Madrid also has the best chance.
The unfortunate thing is that we will be seeing if things go to plan for both these teams, we won't be getting a Real Madrid versus Liverpool final. That would be a semifinal matchup. I think the other side of the bracket is by far the easier side. Who are you backing on the other side of the bracket to get to the final?
I mean, tough to say, man. I would say Barcelona. I think they have the best chance in terms of path and in terms of quality of players.
How about this for a hypothetical? Barcelona versus Real Madrid in the final on May 31st. That
is Spain or no?
I'm not 100% sure.
The final.
It is in the Allianz Arena in Munich. So we also could see Bayern as another Champions League final at home. They lost the last one to Chelsea, for those who remember, an unbelievable fixture.
Drogba.
Nonetheless, thank you again for spending the last hour with us here on First Touch. Up next is Sports Weekend. I'm your host, Ty Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be back with you next week to recap all of Week 26 and Week 27 midweek games before looking ahead at the following weekend.
Looking forward to next Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern. Thank you guys so much. As always, we'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.